This is Karen Jarrett. I'd like to call this meeting to order. We'd like to welcome you to the March 19th, 2020 meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission. Please bear with us. This is the first Historic Preservation Commission. This is not the first time we've done a webinar, but I believe it's the second time we've done a webinar for a meeting. And this is my first time chairing. So the purpose of this board is to provide for the protection, enhancement, perpetuation, and use of areas having a special historical, cultural, or aesthetic interest or value in order to promote the health, prosperity, and welfare of the people. The preservation of this heritage is of basic and vital importance for the development and maintenance of the community's vacation travel industry, its tourism, its culture, and for the protection of property values because of their association with history. Preservation standards, visual compatibility factors, and design standards established in the City of Savannah Zoning Ordinance are used by the board to judge the compatibility of changes and new development within the Savannah local historic and conservation districts. These documents are available for review at the Metropolitan Planning Commission offices. At this time, please turn off or silence your cell phones. The first agenda item is signposting. Members of the board receive packages containing applications in the week before the meeting and individually visit the sites of the projects. If a project is not properly posted, it is removed from the agenda and rescheduled. Were there any projects that were not properly posted this month? Mr. Coles, did you see any?
I did not.
Mr. Dwayne, did you see any?
No, I didn't see any that were improperly posted.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have several items on the consent agenda. Petition of Shaw Architecture at 2207 2209 Barnard Street. Petition of Shaw Architecture at 1727 Whitaker Street. Petition of Shaw Architecture at 1701 Whitaker Street. And petition of Eco-Friendly Contractor at 311 West 39th Street. These agenda items have been found by the preservation officer to be in accordance with the preservation standards, visual compatibility factors, and design standards, and have apparent consensus with no known objections from the public. Is there any member of the public or any board member who wishes to remove an item from the consent agenda to the regular agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Motion to
approve. Move. You got it, Captain. I'll second it. This is Dwayne Stevens. I'll second it.
Thanks. A motion to approve the agenda was made by Travis Coles and it was seconded by Dwayne Stevens. All in favor?
Travis says aye.
Aye, Dwayne Stevens.
All right, and any opposed? Vote carries. If your item was on the consent agenda, it has been approved, and you're welcome to leave the webinar or stay with us as you like. All right, adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion for approval of the agenda?
Dwayne, so
second, hi, Travis.
Okay, there was a motion to approve the agenda made by Dwayne Stevens, and it was seconded by Travis Cole. All in favor?
Travis Cole says aye.
Dwayne Stevens, aye.
All right, the motion is approved. To approve the agenda has been approved and is passed. Approval of minutes. Minutes from the previous meeting are attached to the agenda. This was an orientation meeting, and the orientation meeting minutes are attached. Is there a motion for approval of the orientation meeting?
So moved.
A second? All right, the motion to approve the orientation meeting minutes was made by Dwayne Stevenson, seconded by Travis Coles. All in favor?
Coles says aye.
Stevens, aye.
The motion to approve the minutes has been approved and is passed. Thank you. There are no items requested to be removed from the final agenda. Continued agenda. There is one item, petition of Sawyer Design, 551 and 553 East Gwinnett Street. These items have been requested to be continued to the next meeting. Is there a motion to continue this item to the next on the continued agenda?
Coles makes a motion.
Seconded by Stevens.
The motion to continue these items was made by Travis Coles and was seconded by Dwayne Stevens. All in favor?
Coles says aye.
Stevens, aye.
The motion to approve the continued agenda has been approved and passed. There were no requests for extensions. Regular agenda. Applications that are submitted monthly appear on the regular agenda in the following order by district: Victorian District, the Collier-Brownsville District, the Streetcar District, and the Conservation District. For the regular agenda, staff will present the application with a recommendation. The petitioner will then have the opportunity to respond to the recommendation. We ask that the petitioner limit their presentation to 10 minutes or less and only address items identified as inconsistent with the ordinance and questions raised by the board. The public will then have the opportunity to comment, after which the petitioner may respond to the public comment. The board will then go into board discussion, at which point no further testimony is received unless specifically requested of and granted by the chairman. You do not have to provide comments if you do not have any. The chair calls the application of the petition for Shaw Architecture for 116 East Henry Street, new construction. And I believe that Ryan Jarls is going to present.
Thank you. Again, my name is Ryan Jarls. And as the chairwoman mentioned, this is for the petition of Shaw Architecture for 116 East Henry Street. The applicant is requesting approval for new construction parts 1 and 2 for a two-story carriage house at the rear of 116 East Henry Street. And that's what you're seeing here on the screen now. In addition to the new construction, the applicant is requesting variances for the reduction to the required side yard setbacks and the rear yard setback. The west side yard setback is proposed to be reduced from 5 feet to 3 feet and 11 inches. The east side yard setback is proposed to be reduced from 5 feet to 3 feet, 4.5 inches. And the rear yard setback is proposed to be reduced from 3 feet to a 0 foot setback. I'm just going to move over to the Sanborn map real quick. The existing lane building does first appear in the 1954 Sanborn map and is the building labeled here as Otto's. It is currently listed as being a non-contributing resource, while the historic main building was constructed in 1871 and is a contributing resource within the National Register Victorian Historic District and the local Victorian Historic District. So on November 4th, 2019, staff became aware of the demolition of the existing lane building at 116 East Henry Street, as well as becoming aware that a stop work order had been issued to the property owner. On December 20th, 2019, staff received an application for alterations to the existing lane building. The existing lane building that was partially demolished is a non-conforming structure that does not adhere to the current setback standards. So at that time, staff requested that the applicant take the project to first be reviewed by the City of Savannah's building plan review to determine whether the project would be required to be reviewed as new construction, and then would therefore be required to meet all current standards for the setbacks. And on February 20th, 2020, that project was reviewed by the City of Savannah's building plan review, where they made the determination that the project would be required to be reviewed as new construction. Just give me a moment, my keyboard stopped working for a second. So I'm going to have to scroll real fast. There we go. The accessory dwelling unit is 25 feet in height and has a width of 24 feet and a half inches. The applicant proposes smooth hardy board siding and trim, asphalt shingle roof, Sierra Pacific wood clad windows and doors, wood stairs, metal railings, wood shutters, and a wood fence, all to either be painted or stained. And these materials were found by staff to be compatible. There are, as you can see in this lower left picture, I'm going to zoom into that real fast, four faux shutter windows are proposed on this east elevation. The elevation is visible from Abercorn Street when looking west down East Duffy Lane. So staff is asking that these drawings be revised to include windows over a minimum of 30% of the ground floor facade as required, and ensure that faux shutters remaining in the design are to include a center rail. I hope everyone can see this. It's very small. This is a quick note. This new construction does have similar setbacks to that existing non-conforming structure. And then to go over the setback requirements for the proposed accessory dwelling, the side yard setbacks are required to be a 5-foot setback. The rear yard is required to have a 3-foot setback. However, what is proposed for the west side yard setback is 3 feet and 11 inches, and the east side yard setback is proposed to be 3 foot, 4.5 inches. And then again, the rear yard setback is proposed to be a 0-foot setback. So none of these setback requirements are met. However, staff does find them to be visually compatible with buildings along that lane. So now I'm just gonna go over the variance criteria that we had to review these variance requests against. When reviewing the request against our unusual circumstances criteria, it states that the strict application of the design standards would result in exceptional practical difficulty or undue hardship upon any owner of any specific property. So staff found that the small size of the lot and the placement of the main historic structure would not allow for an accessory dwelling unit that meets the 400 square feet of heated space when placed against the setback requirements. It also states that the variance shall remain in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the design standards. Staff found that the lane building with non-conforming setbacks is an existing condition on the location on which this construction with similar setbacks is proposed. This variance criteria then states that the variance shall be consistent with the intent of the ordinance and the comprehensive plan and shall not be injurious to the neighborhood or otherwise detrimental to public health, safety, or welfare. Staff found that the proposed building would not be detrimental to the public health, safety, or welfare. Under the special conditions criteria, staff again found that the small size of the lot and the placement of the historic structure would not allow for an accessory dwelling unit that meets the required 400 square feet of heated space when placed against the setback requirements. So this would be a special condition. We then move into the criteria stating that literal interpretation of the previous of the provisions of the regulations would deprive the applicant of rights commonly enjoyed by other properties in the same zoning district under the terms of the ordinance and would result in unnecessary or undue hardship on the applicant. And staff found several structures on East Duffy Lane that present similar setbacks as are proposed within this submittal. The literal interpretation of the provisions and regulations would deprive the applicant of rights commonly enjoyed by other properties in the same zoning district. Staff believes the minimum variance necessary to make possible the reasonable use of land has been proposed, and the variance would not confer on the applicant any special privilege that is denied by this ordinance to other lands, buildings, or structures in the same zoning district. So in conclusion, staff is recommending, let me pull it up real fast, approval for new construction parts 1 and 2 for a two-story carriage house at the rear of 116 East Henry Street with the following conditions, because otherwise the work is visually compatible and meets the standards. So condition 1, as you can see, is revise the drawings to include windows over a minimum of 30% of the ground floor facade. And condition 2 being ensure that the faux shutters remaining in the design include a center rail. Staff is also recommending approval for the variances as requested because the variance criteria have been met. And if you have any questions or would like me to go to any specific drawings, I'm more than willing.
Are there any questions for Mr. Jarles?
Yes, this is Dwayne. Mr. Jarles, just trying to confirm, you said that the 3'11" setback has shown itself to be pretty consistent contextually?
Yes. So the existing building has that similar setback and several other buildings within that area and within the Victorian district in general have similar setbacks.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? All right, is the petitioner online?
We are.
And would you please state your name for the record?
Shelby Scally.
And Brian Lennon.
Okay, and would you like to make a presentation of any sort, or are you in agreement with the staff comments?
Yeah, we're in agreement, and we will, we are prepared to make the changes that they've recommended.
All right. Does the board have any questions for the applicant?
None from Coles.
None, Stephen.
All right. And is there any public that would like to make comments on this? All right. I guess it's time for us to discuss this matter. Is there any comments from either of you, Mr. Stevens or Mr. Coles?
None from Coles.
All right.
Stevens, no comments.
Okay.
Approve staff's recommendation.
And a second?
Stevens seconded.
Brian.
Discuss the motion. So you said approve incorporating staff's recommendations?
Yes.
A motion to approve the project based on staff's recommendations, per staff's recommendations, was made by Travis Cole and was seconded by Dwayne Stevens. Is there any discussion?
Well, we just for point of clarification, we need to indicate, I mean, I know it says first staff recommendation, but do we want to say approve with conditions, first staff's recommendation?
Yes, I'll amend the motion and make my motion to approve staff recommendation with the conditions 1 and 2 in the report.
All right, the motion was amended to indicate that conditions 1 and 2 as staff recommended are moved to be approved.
And approval of the variances, sorry.
And approval of the variance as well. You ready to vote now? Is there any discussion?
No discussion.
All right. Mr. Coles, how do you vote?
Aye.
And Mr. Stevens?
Aye.
All right, the motion passes and the project's approved based on the two conditions, and the variance has been approved as well.
Perfect, thank you.
Now, our next project. Is a petition of Ward Architecture, 208 West 40th Street, being presented by Allison Smith.
Okay, is anyone seeing my drawings come up?
Yes, we are.
Oh, you are? Okay, great. Great. Okay, thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning, everyone. The applicant is requesting approval to restore the contributing residential building at 208 West 40th Street and to construct a new garage. This site does not have access to a lane. So this property is located in the streetcar district between Barnard Street and West 40th Street. And you can see here on the site map, this would be the property at 208 West 40th Street. Right now we're looking at the images of the building as it currently exists. This would be the primary main historic building. So at the main building, deteriorated wood siding will be replaced in kind as necessary. Historic wood windows will be repaired and made operable. At the front porch, balusters will be replaced in kind and wood stairs will be rebuilt. The brick foundation will be repointed as necessary and wood lattice will be installed between the piers. The garage is proposed to be 1.5 stories with a screen porch and small workshop. The building will be clad with smooth fiber cement siding. The main roof will have architectural asphalt shingles. The garage door will be a wood glass paneled overhead door. The side human doors will be wood and glass, and windows will be aluminum clad double hung. In this image here, we can see the existing building. It's also showing the proposed replacement balusters, and the applicant is also proposing a new 4-foot tall fence. So this is the site plan. We have the primary building on West 40th Street, and then this would be the location of the proposed garage. So the applicant is requesting a variance for a 4-foot reduction from the 5-foot side and rear yard setbacks for the new garage. So again, we can see that this would be the property line, and the site map, the site plan is showing the 1-foot proposed setback. As just a side note, Historic Savannah Foundation does hold an easement on this property, and the property was one of HSF's revolving fund sites, and the rehabilitation project is a tax credit project. So in terms of the Secretary of the Interior standards for the work that's proposed at the main building, the rehabilitation work does meet the preservation standards. In terms of visual compatibility criteria regarding the garage setback, staff finds that the proposed shallow rear and side yard setbacks are visually incompatible, and we'll go into this a little bit more. But in terms of the visual compatibility criteria for projections in regards to the garage, so staff finds that the porch element attached to the garage is an unusual feature that is not typically seen on garages within the district. So staff finds that the porch is visually incompatible within this historic context. And then again, we can see the garage. This would be a view from West 40th Street. In terms of the design standards for roofs, the standards state that the gable and hip roof pitches shall be between 4.12 and 8.12, and this standard is not met. So the proposed pitch of the roof is 10.12, so that's too steep. So the shape of the roof will have to be revised to meet this specific standard, so that the roof pitch is between 4.12 and 8.12. So going back to the proposed setback for the garage, in terms of the setback standards, the standards state an accessory building or structure shall not be located within 5 feet of the side interior or rear property lines, except where no setback is required by the zoning district. So this standard is not met. A 1 foot setback is proposed along the west side property line, and a 1 foot setback is proposed along the rear. And again, the applicant is requesting approval for variances from the standard since it is not met. So in terms of the variance request and going over the criterion, the first criterion states that by reason of unusual circumstances, the strict application of the design standards would result in exceptional practical difficulty or undue hardship upon any owner of any specific property. Staff finds that this criterion is not met. The strict application of the setback standards would still allow for the garage to be constructed. The criteria goes on to state that the variance shall remain in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the design standards, so that the architectural or historic integrity or character of the property shall be conserved and substantial justice done. Staff finds that a 1 foot setback is incompatible with the setback pattern along the street. So we find that this criterion is not met. And the variance is also inconsistent with the setback pattern along the street. Staff finds that no special condition exists. Literal interpretation of the provisions of the regulation would not deprive the applicant of rights commonly enjoyed by other properties in the same zoning district. And staff finds that the applicant can make reasonable use of the land without the variance. So in conclusion, staff recommends that the petition be continued for 208 West 40th Street so that the following items can be addressed and redesigned. The first item would be that the garage is relocated to meet the setback standards. The second item would be to omit the porch on the garage to create a more visually compatible design, or relocate the porch so that it's not visible from the street. The third item would be to redesign the pitch of the front-facing gable at the garage to meet the roof pitch standards. And the fourth item is to provide a specification for the mortar repair. And staff recommends denial of the variance request from the side and rear yard setback standard to allow 1 foot setbacks because the variance criteria have not been met. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
My first question would be, excuse me, can you zoom in on the staff recommendations, please?
Yes.
Thank you. And does anyone on the board have a question for our staff?
This is Coles. Allison, I have a question. If we didn't do the variance and the garage shifted inwards, would that satisfy the view issue? Like if it moved 5 feet in instead of 1 foot in, would it no longer be visible from the road?
I'm sorry, you cut out with just the last part.
I'm sorry. So if the 5 foot setback was observed, would that move the porch out of the view from the street?
Quite possibly it could, yes. So yeah, I mean that could resolve that issue. It's quite possible.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
None.
Okay. All right. Is the applicant online? Is the petitioner online?
Yes, this is Josh Ward of Ward Architecture and Preservation.
All right, thank you. Would you like to make a presentation or do you agree with staff's comments?
We do agree and we are willing to work with staff to resolve the garage components based on the recommendations. We wanted to see if it was possible today to go ahead and get approval of the renovation of the main house so that work gets started on that. While we continue the garage to the next meeting, if it's possible.
The application's tied together, isn't it? Staff?
Oh, yes. So, yes, actually, the petitioner and I have spoken about this. We spoke about it after the recommendation had already been created and had gone out. But staff doesn't have any concern about approving just the rehabilitation work at the main structure since there were no concerns with that. So I think staff would feel comfortable with recommending at this time that the work at the main building, the rehabilitation work be approved with the condition that a mortar specification be submitted. And then okay. I think we could recommend that the garage be continued with the other conditions.
All right. Board, do you have any questions for the applicant?
Coles does not.
None from Steven.
All right. I have a question for the applicant and the staff. If we were to approve this with the conditions that were listed, including the denial of the variance, could this be worked out without having to bring him back?
So I think we'd still need to see, I think the HPC would still need to see the design of the garage. So that would still, I think that piece should still be continued, the design of the garage, so all that right. The commission can still review the design of that piece.
Okay. Is there a member of the public that would like to comment? If you would, please use the raise your hand feature on the little sidebar. All right, if there is no comments from the public, board, would you like to discuss this or are you ready to make a motion?
Madam Chair, I apologize. This is Dwayne Stevens. Madam Chair, if I may, I want to back up 1 second just to confirm something with the petitioner, if that'd be allowed.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you did have one member of the public raise their hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't see it.
Ryan.
Yes, this is Ryan from Historic Savannah Foundation. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I clicked it and it was a little sluggish in reacting. Yes. Again, Ryan with Historic Savannah Foundation. Just for the record, I want to thank the commission for separating the projects so that we can get started on the rehab. As staff indicated, we do have an easement on this revolving fund property. And so there is a timeline that the owner has to stick to. So thank you for separating that, allowing them to get started on that work. We did, our ARC committee did approve the application as a whole, although I will say that some members did share the concerns of staff in regards to the garage, and so we are happy to continue to work with the owner and the petitioner on refining that design.
All right, Ryan, can you give us your last name, your first and last name for the record?
Yes, Ryan Arve with Historic Savannah
County. Thank you.
And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Further discussion. I know Dwayne had a question there. For
yes, I just wanted the petitioner to clarify something for me. The 1 foot setback request, is that solely based off of being able to have the clearance to drive into the garage?
Well, actually, it was that, as well as just wanting to maximize the rest of the property in the back. And the owners and myself didn't feel it was necessary to have the 5 foot setback around the building, as far as, you know, circulation, that kind of thing. So we were trying to get it pushed back as far as we could, and we didn't feel like that. Just looking at the neighbor's property, there's a couple of other small sheds on neighbors in their backyards, that the 5 foot setback was being met by all the other properties, but those might have been built, you know, without permits and that kind of thing. So we just wanted to maximize the property and get it pushed back. But the driveway concern, I think we can accommodate it if we do have to move it over, but we'll just have to work that out with staff.
Thank you.
All right, any more questions? Are you ready to make a motion?
Make a motion that we approve the staff's recommendation to continue the petition, but also approve the current renovations on the main structure, provided that they give specific mortar details.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay, there was a motion to approve staff recommendation, including all of the recommendations by staff, all four, to continue the item, but approve the work on the main structure with mortar specification being provided by the applicant. Does that sound right?
Yes.
That was made by Travis Coles and seconded by Dwayne Stevens. Is there any further discussion?
Do we want to include the variance denial, or what the variance, I should say, whatever position is taken on that? We want to include it in this part. We want to do it separately.
I would prefer to keep that separate, just because I think that once they come back before us, the variance issue will already be addressed.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, so the motion as it stands is to approve staff's recommendation to continue this item, but approve work on the main structure with a mortar specification provided prior to beginning work on the mortar. Made by Travis and seconded by Dwayne. Are you ready to vote on it?
One more question, just as a point of clarification. This is Dwayne Stevens. One more, mm-hmm. And this question is for staff, just for clarification. Would we need to continue the variance separately, just as a, you know, point of order, I suppose, or would they withdraw? Or does the petitioner need to withdraw the request for variance at this time and represent it when they come back with the garage structure?
Well, I mean, we don't know if they'll. Sorry, were you going to say something, Leah?
Go ahead, Allison.
Well, I think, you know, with that, with the item being continued with those conditions to be addressed with relocating the garage, then I think that there would no longer be a request for a variance for the side yard setback and rear yard.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that we don't forego piece of information within the petition, and just, you know, I just want to make sure we cover all the bases.
All right. Are we ready to vote now?
Yes.
Poles is aye.
Poles is aye. All right. The motion has passed. And we are ready for item number 3 on the regular agenda, which is the petition of Ward Architecture for 217 West 33rd Street. And that was going to be handled by Sandy Michelle.
Can you guys see my screen?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Chairman. Good morning. I am Sandy Michelle. This COA application is requesting approval for a new construction parts 1 and 2 for the property located at 217 West 33rd Street. All right, to give context, the surrounding buildings are contributing. All have four porches and roof shapes consisting of a front gable and hip. This property has never had access to the lane. This parcel is zoned traditional neighborhood 2. The standards for the zoning districts are met for the lot area, lot width, building coverage, and building frontage. The front and rear setbacks are met, but the side setback for the east stoop is 1 foot from the property line. Staff recommends either to revise the stoop on the east facade to meet the setback requirements or reapply to the HBC for setback variance. Okay. For visual compatibility criteria, all have been met except the following: height and material. The height of this building is not visually compatible with the height of the adjacent buildings. So staff recommends increasing the height of the building. The shake siding proposed within the peak is not common along the street. This is his context photos. This is the parcel in question. As you can see, there's a lot of horizontal siding, so staff recommends horizontal siding for the shape to be. And this is across the street. All righty, let's go back to. All right, the petitioner has included 2 window types, Ply Gym Pro Series, aluminum clad or Marvin clad. Staff is requesting clarification of which one the petitioner wants to use. Generally, all the design standards are met, for instance, floor for height, foundation, doors, porches, and roof. Let me just zoom out a little bit so you guys can see it. The only issue we had was the location of the refuge and electrical boxes. Staff will need to know where these items are located to ensure the standards are met. For the new construction, the ordinance requires the petitioner to include a private sidewalk that connects to the main entrance of the principal structure to the public sidewalk. And let me zoom out a little bit more. According to the section 9.3-1, the parking requirement for this parcel is 1 parking space per unit. No off-street parking is proposed. The petitioner will need to apply for a parking variance to the Zoning Board of Appeals. That being said, staff recommends approval with the following condition because the project is otherwise visually compatible and the standards are met. 1, increasing the building height to be visually compatible with the adjacent contributing buildings. 2, revise the stoop on the east side facade, east facade to meet the setback requirements or reapply for the HPC for a setback variance. 3, apply for the parking variance to the Zoning Board of Appeals, or indicate the location of the mechanical equipment, electrical meter, and refuse storage on the drawings. 5, clarify the windows, clarify which windows will be used, Ply, Jim, or Marvin. 6, revise the shake siding within the peak to horizontal lap siding. And 7, add a private sidewalk from the main building to the public sidewalk. I will be happy to any questions the board has at this time.
Are there any questions for staff?
This is Dwayne. Sandy, was the context elevation submitted?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Was a context elevation submitted just to see the comparison of the height of this structure to the adjacent structures?
Yeah, hold on, let me pull it up. This is the context elevation that was provided by the petitioner. Do I need to zoom in or zoom out?
I mean, it really just doesn't. I mean, in this instance, I mean, I guess it shows what I would need to see because the only real comparison you can get is measuring the ridge line to the ridge line. But this is apparent that it is short in comparison to the rest of them. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Dwayne. Any other comment or questions?
One other question, and this might be one that I can ask the petitioner as well. And this is Dwayne Stevens again. The shake detail within the gable, and this is a comment and I guess more of a comment than a question. Just curious about where that return is. Well, within that gable, if you just with that break with the fascia and the dentals and things of that nature, I think it might create a very awkward condition carrying it on with some more siding. So perhaps we could, I don't know if we might want to say that staff can bring it back to staff to address that condition. But I do have some concerns about making a definitive recommendation of siding within that gable with the way that roof structure is presented.
I think the petitioner would answer that question.
Yeah.
All right. Is the petitioner online?
Yes, this is Josh Ward again with Ward Architecture and Preservation.
All right. Thank you. And any presentation, or do you agree with the staff recommendation?
Yes, I was just going to say that we agree with the recommendations and are prepared to work with staff, revise as necessary, as well as provide, clarify the items that they need clarification on. Just to go over Dwayne's comment about the shakes in the gable end, we feel like we could make that work with possibly another lap siding, maybe a different exposure, just so it has some variation up there. But again, we're happy to work with staff and all these comments just to make sure we can move forward.
All right. Any questions for the petitioner?
No questions. That's Stevens. No questions.
No questions from Coles.
All right. Is there a member of the public who would like to comment? Please indicate so by raising your hand on the little application. And I see that Ryan would like to speak.
Yes, Ryan Arve from Historic Savannah Foundation again. I wasn't actually planning on commenting on this, but I, since I stuck around for the rest of the meeting, I actually share Mr. Stevens' thoughts on the gable ends. I think the shake, the shake material does provide some texture and I think continuing the siding in that area might not look the best. So I would, you know, maybe encourage the commission to reconsider that particular staff recommendation. If it was going to be treated with a, like a wood stain, I might not feel that way. But if it was painted the same color as the house, I think it could work, as there is a historic precedent for that type of treatment, maybe not on that particular street, but certainly in that adjacent neighborhood. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Are there any other members of the public out there who would like to speak? Please indicate so by raising your hand. All right. I guess we're ready to discuss it as a board. Are there any comments?
This is Mr. Stevens. To Mr. Arvey's point, I am not necessarily, I do agree that the shakes add some visual difference and some character. However, in the immediate context, I don't necessarily feel that the shake is indeed the right approach, but I do still hold firmly on my position in regards of continuing that lap siding. Mr. Ward has already said that he's willing to address and come up with some type of a resolution for that space, which I am more than confident that if staff, that staff can, I'm more than confident that staff can come to a conclusion with that once they, you know, once it's done with the conditions, when they come back to them and kind of go back over it. But let's see, lost my train of thoughts for a second. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Would you like to make a motion?
No, one second. Let's see. Well, we got, is there any more discussion? Did Mr. Coles have anything else to say?
No, no more discussion from Coles.
Okay, let me see. Can I put together the proper motion for this thing? Well, since the petitioner has been agreeable to address all the staff's concerns, Dwayne Stevens, let me see. I want to make sure I can see that petition number. I move that the Historic Preservation Commission approve the petition of Ward Architecture 200-00970-COA at 217 West 32nd Street, provided that conditions outlined in the staff recommendations are met.
Second.
217 West 33rd Street?
Correct.
Okay. Motion to approve per staff's recommendation was made by Dwayne Stevens and seconded by Travis Coles. Is there any further discussion?
Let me amend my motion, because on I wanted, you know, emphasize on number six that we don't hold them necessarily to the lap siding, but we allow for them to come up with a solution agreeable with staff.
All right, let's see if we can do this. A motion to approve staff's recommendation, except for number six, where they should work with staff to come up with an agreeable siding in the peak area instead, was made by Dwayne Stevenson, seconded by Travis Coles. Does that sound right?
That's correct.
Good to go. Okay.
Any more discussion? You ready
to put nothing further.
Coles is aye.
Aye, Stevens.
All right, the motion passes, and the applicant can work with staff to finish up any last details.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, thank you. There are a number of items that have approved staff reviews that the board is hopefully has taken a look at. Are there any questions regarding the approved staff reviews?
None. Stevens.
None from Coles.
Okay. I think that's just about it. Yep, we have no notices, proclamations, or acknowledgments, no other business. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Michael.
All right, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Everybody have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day.